We have this knowledge, we have this awareness that every individual is aware, alhamdulillah, that Ramadan has so many rahmas, mercies. It's filled with the mercies for us. And alhamdulillah, according to that, every human being, every insan tries, makes effort to spend this month accordingly. But even then, because we are very, we become a little bit neglectful, and we do try it, but one thing a person should be careful about is that we should make full effort in this month, that Allah's rahmas, Allah's mercies are so many, so many, that we would lose count. We cannot count. There's no hisab. So an individual should try that whatever there is should not be wasted, and he shouldn't regret afterwards that you are, oh, the months passed, now didn't do this action, and after that you realize that. Look, in this month, Allah Ta'ala has given big, big rewards, set aside big rewards. There's no doubt that every fast, it comes with good news for us. That your sins we have forgiven, and for you the doors of Jannah have been opened. And the message of Maghfirah every day, this is a message of the month of Ramadan. But this is not the end point for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us more than that in Ramadan. A very big conclusion and result Allah ta'ala has given to us. And that is that not just for the individual, not just in Ramadan are the sins forgiven, not just in Ramadan is Jannah open. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have kept this preparation that's during Ramadan, that during the rest of the year your sins can be forgiven. Subhanallah. And Jannah will be for you, and Maghfirah for you. That's how great an effect Allah ta'ala has kept due to Ramadan. And Allah's announced, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced on this point in the hadith, Man aslama Ramadan salmat lahu san'a. That just like Ramadan is passed with in a nice way, in the same way the rest of the year passes in a good way. Subhanallah. So in other words, one Ramadan gives us such a big guarantee that it's not just this that is giving you success, rather the rest of your year will be salamat. Good. A good result. So alhamdulillah, this is a fantastic point that the human being, insan, that for example the rest of the year he's got that good effect. So today we can earn that effect in this month of Ramadan. What? That with salamity we should spend Ramadan in a good way, in a nice way, in an effectful way. Not just so that Ramadan becomes the means for our forgiveness, rather it will become such a big result that the rest of the year a person may pass away anytime, not just during Ramadan, but the rest of the year. But he'll get so much security that Mawla, that Ramadan, according to what you said, we spent it in a good way, and this was your promise for us, that Jannah is the result. So alhamdulillah, those people this year, Allah has favored the Ummah so much. We can see this. Allah Ta'ala has favored the Ummah that a person cannot think that a person of Iman can go into hellfire. If a person starts to select the rewards of Allah, the treasures of Allah, he will never go towards the bad result. So Ramadan has started. What we need to do today is the second fast. According to this hadith, we need to spend Ramadan in a good way, in a peaceful way, in a careful way. So the pious elders have said, what does this mean? That, for example, if I say to you that here's a glass, and if you can give me this glass, but give it to me in a careful way, in a safe way. Yes, give it to me in a safe way. So safe means that this glass, when you bring it to me, then you will bring it to me in a safe manner. Yes, and there should be no fault in it, there should be no crack in it, it should not drop, there should be not something inside it that's hazardous. So you need to deliver this glass to me in a safe manner. Same way, anything, there should be no crack in it, no fault in it, no defect in it. So when you come and bring this glass to me, then when that result is visible, I'll say, yes, you have delivered this item to me safely, with security. So Allah Ta'ala is also saying the same thing, that I've given you Ramadan, and you need to spend Ramadan in a safe way, in a secure way. And there should be no defect in this Ramadan that you spend, no dirty effect, no impure effect. And what this means, that no disobedience to Allah Ta'ala should happen during this month. This is the biggest point, that Allah says, in this month, this how should you spend it? Not should it spoil your fast, but such a good piece of news that you get the whole year of security Allah gives you. If you die, we have to die, everybody has to die. Who knows that? Who's going to die in this coming year? So Allah gives the guarantee of the whole year, and all we need to do is that this month itself, within this month, we should not commit any sins. This is what we need to try. Ibadat, mashallah, you're doing, you're reciting Quran, dhikr, and other ibadat that we're doing. But pay attention to this, that don't just make it for Ramadan, but stretch it to the rest of the year with the fadl of Allah. Allah's given us an opportunity that make your whole year fruitful. So for this, what we need to do is that every day of the fast, what is salamat? That don't commit the sin with the tongue, don't commit the sin with the eyes, don't commit the sin with the hands, don't commit the sin with any part of the body. And every moment from Allah, we should do dua to Allah, that Allah, do not allow me to commit any sin. Protect me from committing any sin. We have to be very careful. Control your tongue, control your eyes, control your hands, and look at your actions. And this Ramadan, we need to make it fruitful for the rest of the year. Yes? So the Prophet ﷺ said that if we spend this Ramadan correctly, then it will give the positive effect for the rest of the year, not just for that day that we're in. So now, in this Alhamdulillah, pass the month of Ramadan safely, securely. Look at backbiting, look at lying, look at bad actions. All of these negative sins, we stop them, we prevent them. What will be the reward? Alhamdulillah, that today, if I stop my tongue from backbiting, then the rest of the year, with the fadl of Allah, will be safe from backbiting. This is Allah's promise. Allah says that I will purify your heart and your tongue due to Ramadan, that you will then stop and you'll be careful when sinning. Allah Ta'ala will bring your tongue into control, that you will not commit the sin with this tongue. So the rest of the year, then you will pass through safely. If you stop lying today, prevent yourself lying today in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, the habit will become such that the rest of the year you won't lie. You won't lie. If you prevent your eyes from sinning, you won't do that for the rest of the year. And here there's a big point, that insan, if he has a bad habit, he smokes cigarettes or he smokes drugs or other actions, and he's stuck in this trap and he wants to leave this trap, then this Ramadan, if he spends this month of Ramadan, he has a defect in him. It's a dirty habit. Dirty habits, thousands of dirty habits in the night. People watch TV, the screen and pictures. It become dirty habits for people, don't they? Doing these actions. He wants to leave it. He tries in this Ramadan that I won't do this action. He swears, promises, I'll die, but I won't do this action Ramadan. In one Ramadan, if he leaves action for this month, that dirty habit that's inside a human being is not stopping. He can't leave it. Allah subhanAllah promises the rest of the year, I will purify you. I'll purify you. So this is a fantastic, alhamdulillah, cure that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. That the worst of habits, they're not small sins. They're not small. Backbiting, I can't stop lying all year long. I stay unhappy. I can't get rid of hasad and qina and malice and anger. These things don't come out of me. And without this, you cannot be successful. So as long as we don't do this, if we don't control these things, obviously then the fast won't be safe until the evening. Then how will our Ramadan be safe and secure? So for this, we need, this is a big news, good news, glad tidings. Allah has given us tawfiq, that with regards to, we emphasize on ibadat, and we do a lot of worship, alhamdulillah, that's good. But we should also do this, that be careful and prevent yourself from committing the sins. Save yourself from the sins. Try your utmost as a human being. And this reward, understanding this reward, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this reward, He set aside this reward, that for the rest of the year, don't look just Ramadan, look towards the rest of the year, that if today we are lying, then we will be spoilt and affected for the rest of the year. If we're backbiting, we'll be affected for the rest of the year. If we're doing a dirty action, the rest of the year will be affected. So on this, make a lot of effort, strive, that spend your fast with safety and security. So he who spends Ramadan with safety and security, salamat, then alhamdulillah, his whole year will be spent safely and securely. Alhamdulillah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على خير اللهم صل على یا اللہ یا رحمان یا رحیم اپنے فضل سے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے آج کی روزی کو قبول فرما دے یا اللہ پورا رمضان ہمارے لیے آسان فرما دے یا اللہ سلامتی والا ہمارے رمضان نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے جسموں میں ہمارے نگاہوں میں ہمارے کانوں میں ہماری زبانوں میں ہماری عبادات میں ہمارے اخلاق میں ہمارے زندگی میں ہمارے گھروں میں میرے مولا برکت نصیب فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ سلامتی ایمان کے ساتھ سلامتی حواس کے ساتھ سلامتی اعضاء کے ساتھ اپنے پاس ہمیں بلا لے یا اللہ دنیا اور آخرت کی رسوائی سے ہمیں بچا لے یا اللہ دنیا اور آخرت کی رسوائی سے ہمیں بچا لے یا اللہ ہمارے باطن کو صاف و شفاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو پاک فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے روحوں کو پاک فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے نگاہوں کو پاک فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے جسموں کو پاک فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے زبان کو پاک فرما دے اے میرے مولا تو ہمارے گناہوں کے سواب کے تام دھو ڈال جس طرح میرے مولا میل و کشیل سے تو سفید کپڑے کو دھو ڈالتا ہے میرے مولا ہمارے باطن کو بھی ایسے دھو ڈال میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں میں اور ہماری زندگی میرے مولا تو مغرب اور مشرق کا فاصلہ پیدا فرما دے یا رحم الرحمین ہمارے گھروں کے حالات کو بہتر فرما دے سکون نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے اولادوں کو ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے یا اللہ اختلافات دور فرما دے محبت والا معاملہ فرما دے یا اللہ ماں باپ کی خدمت نصیب فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمارے لواحقین رشتہ دار جتنے ان کے ساتھ حسن سلوک نصیب فرما اچھا اخلاق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے جو بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا کامل عاج نصیب فرما سلمان کولا نے اپنی بیماری کے لیے عرض کیا آپ سے دعا کے لیے ان کے آپریشن کے لیے دعا فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کے آپریشن کو کامیاب فرمائے اور جتنے بھی ہمارے بیمار ہیں جاننے والے رشتہ داروں میں سب کو میرے مولا شفا کامل عاجنا نصیب فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ رمضان ہمارے لیے عافیت کے ساتھ قبول فرما عافیت کے ساتھ گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ساری عبادات و دعائیں جو کچھ ہم اس میں مانگیں میرے مولا سب اپنی بارگاہ میں تو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہمیں مجالس سے ذکر آنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما میرے مولا وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.